500 U.S. service people have died in Iraq since the war began, including four who died today. Residents of Inverness, Florida, are getting ready to pay tribute to their fallen local hero, U.S. Army Warrant Officer Aaron Weaver. He was killed in Iraq on January 8th when the Black Hawk helicopter he was riding in was shot down. Eight other American soldiers were killed in the attack. Warrant Officer Weaver had been in perilous situations before. Back in 1993, he won the Bronze Star as part of a crew in Somalia that went to rescue a downed helicopter, an event later made famous by the book and film Black Hawk Down. Aaron Weaver's death has stunned his hometown. From Florida, NPR's Philip Davis reports.
The loss of a local boy seems to hurt more in a small town. Richard Lotillo, who runs a photography business here, was outside the funeral home on South Florida Avenue last night as dozens of people came by to pay their respects.
We're not a large city. I think it has impacted the town in a very great way. If you drive up and down 41, which is the main road through Inverness, you will see many signs put out by businesses, a lost war hero, a lost son. As a matter of fact, the Citrus Chronicle's headline the day after was A Lost Son.
Aaron Weaver was a graduate of Citrus High School. He loved fishing and had coached a school track team. He joined the Army and got into the elite Army Rangers and was a member of the famed 82nd Airborne Division out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. What gets to a lot of people is that Weaver had not only dodged death in the Black Hawk Down incident, his souvenir from that was the blown-off door of his Humvee, but he had also survived an even deadlier threat, a diagnosis of testicular cancer that had him hospitalized for months. Last night, his brother-in-law, Bob Gallagher, and his fiancée, Cheryl, recalled seeing a healthier Aaron Weaver at a family gathering last spring.
Oh, Easter, he was good. He had just got pretty much recuperated from his cancer. Putting on a lot of weight, putting his weight back on.
That's when he was casting his line to go fishing.
He sure ate a hell of an Easter dinner.
Though he could have stayed home, he insisted on getting medical permission to deploy with his unit to Iraq. He had only been there a few months when the helicopter he was riding, heading for a doctor's appointment, was shot down. Many people who didn't even know the family well recognized Weaver and his family's sacrifice and came to pay their respects, like Florence Thanwa, a retiree who lives in Inverness.
It touches you. And he has a daughter. She's not even just a year old. And they have to grow up without daddy.
Weaver was part of a proud military family here. Father Michael is a Marine Corps veteran. His two brothers, Ryan and Steve, are also Army helicopter pilots. And his sister, Regina, just recently joined the Air Force. Today, even more of the town will share in the family's grief at a memorial service at the Citrus High School Stadium. Family friend Tim Hess has been organizing something special.
There's eight horses and a caisson, which will carry the body, flag draped, down Highland Boulevard to the high school.
He hopes at least 1,000 people will line the route, waving American flags in a final farewell. Funeral services for Chief Warrant Officer Aaron Weaver will be at 3 p.m. today. Philip Davis, NPR News, Inverness, Florida.